So, when in our practice there is no trace of practice, and there is no shadow of the rules, no trace of rules, and no shadow of rules. To have shadow of rules means I must do this. That is shadow. Sometimes you are scared of the shadow of yourself. That is shadow. We should not have shadow of the rules. Until you do, that is not rule. When you do, that is rule. When Buddha did something, that is rule. There is no shadow for the Buddha, or there is no obligation for Buddha. So we should not shadow of the rules or trace of rules. If you do it, that's all. That is the real rule. We should not be caught by what we did, even though it is right. We shouldn't say, what I did was right. We should do in the same way. That means you leave the trace of the teaching, or trace of the precepts. So Dorian then said, fish swim like a fish, bird flies like a bird. That is Buddhist life. Fish swim, but there is no birds fly, but there is no trace of bird. There is no setup trace for birds. In original Japanese, this part is beautiful sentence. This translation is very good, but and at the same time it is rather difficult to understand. But in your practice, we repeat lecture after lecture, talking some advantage of Zazen practice. Naturally, it means I am selling some drugs or sake to you. And you are buying, and you are taking it. This is not so good. So, actually, it is better to do it, without listening anything, just by the suggestion of the teacher. That is the best way. And you should just stick to the teacher with patience. So pure mind is interpretation of pure mind is a purity of the mind and patient mind, patient mind. It should be when you study Buddhism, the patience, you know, endurance is absolutely necessary. Because we do not talk about too much about the advantage of Buddhism. Until you find that, we will wait. If so, both for the teacher and student, the most important thing is endurance, to wait for the chance to, which will come between us. If you give up, you will have no chance to understand it in its true sense. Because Buddhism is not some knowledge or intellectual understanding. That is why we say, do not sell Buddhism. Do not sell anything. Do not take anything. Cover your ears and eyes and mouth. And wait for the chance which will come to you. You understand? I cannot talk. You cannot listen. You cannot smell anything. That is how you study Buddhism. That is observation of teachers. So whatever the religion is, the most important thing is a kind of austerity. This element is very important for every religion. I don't know other religion, but the austerity is very important. Let alone policy is not good. When you limit your life to a certain extent, it is easier to find out the truth. If you do too many things, you will be lost in your activity. But if you limit your activity, you can see. That is why we observe precepts. The precepts observation is very important. in Prajna Paramita Sutta, which we recite every morning and evening. It says, no mind no form, no sensation, no thought, no active substance, no consciousness, no eyes, no ear, no nose, no tongue, and so on. No. This negative no means liberation. When you do something, it doesn't mean you have no nose or no eyes. You have eyes, you have nose. But when we say no nose, it means you think, you know, your basis consists of your nose and eyes and mouth and hairs and ears. But this kind of understanding alludes to the reality of your face. You know, even though you have, it is not just accumulation of nose, your face is not just accumulation of nose and eyes and ears and mouth. If nose is fixed upside down, that is not your nose. Because it is fixed in Bhakta, as Dominic said, nose is nose. So no nose means nose is not just nose. Nose is something more than your nose. If you have this kind of misunderstanding of notes, it means that you have understanding of many things, a part of a whole one existence. But when you say a part of it, a part is not a part anymore. It includes actually everything. A part cannot be separated from the rest of the part. So when you say this is nose, you lose your reality of the nose. So we have, when we want to express what is actually nose, the best way is that is not your nose. That is maybe the best way. Then you think, oh, this is not just notes, something more than that. Then you realize the reality of the notes. And so we say, no notes. No, that is not notes. Or no notes. When we say no notes, we realize what is actually notes. So no notes means no notes point at actual understanding or reality, reality of notes. So no, it is same thing to say no notes or no ears or no eyes. When we say no eyes, it points at the reality. When we say no notes, we point at the reality. When we say no mouse, we point out the reality. So no means sometimes to put emphasis on something. No knows means that is knows. Same thing. When I say no notes, you know, this is stronger expression of your notes. When I say you have notes, you, of course I have notes. That's all. When I say you have no notes, you will be surprised. Oh. Is it really so? I have notes. Then you realize what is your notes in its true sense. So, no notes means you have notes. No ears means you have ears. So find out what is your ear or what is your nose. That means no. So in Buddhism, no means reality. And sometimes no means when we put emphasis on something, we say no notes. When we want to say this cake is sweet, you know, we say sometimes this cake is not sweet. Not sweet means very sweet. In Chinese, also in Buddhism, also. Sometimes when you see the score, some say written on score, you me vanda but that it means for an instance water runs at the foot of mountain and cloud hung on the mountain and it is not calm. Not calm means very calm. When the cloud is on the foot of the mountain, it expresses the serene, calm feeling. But in the poem, it says, not calm. Not calm means it is a kind of rhetorical negation. Sometimes you put, when we want to say something in strong way, you put it in negative form, isn't it? Means it is. Instead of you say it is, you say isn't it? That is stronger expression than it is. This is a kind of rhetoric, but in Jhāna Sūtra, no means liberation. Sometimes it is literally negative, but most of the time it means a stronger affirmation. This understanding rooted from our practice. When you drink tea, you should not listen to a lecture. it is true. When you listen to a lecture, you should listen, just listen to the lecture. That is our way. When we talk, we should not take tea like this, you know. We cannot do two things at one time. Because each activity includes everything. When you take tea, it means that you take tea is all of your activity and it covers everything. This is our practice. So when we say at the same time, when we say nose covers everything. When we say eyes covers everything. And this is the true understanding of the way to understand things in its true sense. When you understand something as a part of something, you lose the reality. You lose the relationship between things. and you just get a dead idea of something. So everything, our understanding of everything is not everything as a part of something. Everything includes the rest of things. That is true understanding. When we say mind, mind includes everything. That is true understanding of your mind. Mind includes everything. So, in your practice, if you have mind, which is related to something else, you know, that is not true understanding of your mind. When you say mind, mind should include everything. Everything which will happen to your mind is not a part of your experience. Each of your images or, you know, or function is mind which includes everything. So each experience is independent experience from other experience. And each experience, when each experience includes everything, every experience, that is Zen practice. That is, that means you have independent practice, one whole practice, which includes everything. So, you do not attain enlightenment after Buddha or before Buddha. When you attain enlightenment, Buddha attains enlightenment, and rest of the patriarchs attains enlightenment at the same time. This is right understanding of enlightenment. It is not before, after you practice Zazen, that you attain enlightenment. So, enlightenment includes practice. And practice includes enlightenment. And this is right understanding of our practice. And right understanding of reality. So, this no is very important. So here also in this sutra said, form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is to point out the form itself. The form itself, a form is emptiness. When we say form is emptiness, it means form is form, through and through. Emptiness is form. It means emptiness श्रियं श्रु सो फॉर्म इज नथिंग बट द एम्प्टीनेस एम्प्टीनेस इज नथिंग बट द फॉर्म So when you practice the way true practice is not to attain enlightenment. So anyway, you should sit through and through without having any idea. Don't be concerned about the enlightenment. You should just sit. Don't be concerned about what your teacher may say about your practice. He may say, your practice is not good. He may say so. But it's all right. You have to do it. You have to sit with all your strength. You have to do your best. When you say, form is emptiness, I think you understand that. You understand in this way, form is emptiness. It means detachment. No. If form is emptiness, we should not be attached to some certain form. That is true. But you have idea of detachment, you know. So that detachment bothers your true understanding. Detachment. It is same thing to put notice on bitter customer or sweet customer. If you put some notice on the persimmon tree, they will be interested in the tree and they will try if it is sweet or not. So, best way is not to say anything about the tree. There will no mischievous boys come. No one will come. No one will be interested in it. If you say this is not sweet, or bitter, you will be interested in it. So, form is emptiness, is not enough. So, emptiness is form, we say. Then, you can get rid of the idea of emptiness too. You see? So it means to have direct experience of You are right. Without having no or yes, idea of no or yes. This point is very important. When you become you through and through, we say, when stone is stone through and through, that is real stone. That is not just stone. So when, you know, we say poor, thief, that is all. When we say emptiness, that is all. There is no comment for us. I, that's all. No, you. When I say you, that's all. No, it is not after communicating I and you to have intimate understanding between us. When I become just I, you become me. When you become just you, when you become just you, you know, I become you. When there's no need to say anything about the relationship, there is reality. But usually, we arrange many teachings in some system. You know. This teaching is for baby. This teaching is for adult or for boys. And this teaching is for girls, and this teaching is for men. And this teaching is for beginners. This teaching is for advanced students. To arrange the teaching in this way is not true way. Each teaching is independent teaching. We should understand in this way. You should not compare the teaching you have with some other's teaching. This is for me. For me. Advanced teaching. This is the teaching for some beginners, not for me. This kind of understanding is very poor understanding. Whatever the teaching may be, the teaching you have heard is your teaching. So it is not it is not after you advance step by step to attain enlightenment. you cannot arrange your step to the enlightenment. Each step is independent practice. And on each step, there must be enlightenment. When you devote yourself only one step you have, there is true understanding of the teaching. So it means you have enlightenment. When you arrange it, you know, you will lose the essence of the teaching. Sengai picture. Do you know Sengai picture? When I went to a field bookstore, the old master hung the Sengai picture of a frog, and it said, if we can attain by sitting zazen. it says if it is possible to attain enlightenment by sitting posture. Frog said. Very much amused the statement. Yeah. Frog has enlightenment. But you may laugh at the frog. who may think I can attain enlightenment by sitting posture. But you are laughing at him. But he may laugh at you, you know. Of course I have enlightenment. Don't you know that? You may say, but you may say, just by sitting, how is it possible to attain enlightenment? I don't know which is laughing, which. So, even the frog, when he sits like this, he has enlightenment. We cannot laugh at him. But if we practice Zazen in cross-legged to attain enlightenment, that is worse. You are worse than a frog. This kind of this point is very important. This is the wisdom of Prajnaparamita. Wisdom to cross this shore to the other shore. So, in this shore, there is the other shore. The other shore, there is this shore. So, to have this, when you have this wisdom, this shore is the other shore, the other shore is this shore. So this is called perfect wisdom. This wisdom is, so it said, this is supreme mantra, supreme wisdom. And so the most important point of Sutta, Prajnaparamita Sutta, is emptiness or none or no. If you understand this no or not, you will have Prajnaparamita, the wisdom to cross this shore to the other shore. Session by reciting sutra as usual. It may be better, I thought it may be better to recite sutra at the end of session. Before we practice jhajan until pretty late, at 7:30. But it is not possible because of the noise of the movie. So we stop our practice before the movie starts. Thank you very much.